USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boulder, Colorado police are identifying the alleged shooter who they say took 10 lives at a grocery store.
This suspect has been identified as Ahmad Alyssa, 21, of Arvada. He has been charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree and will be shortly transported to Boulder County Jail.
Maris Herald, police chief in Boulder, Colorado. Alyssa, born in Syria and said to also have ISIS sympathies. Witnesses say he didn't say anything before he opened fire on shoppers. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says the coronavirus vaccines have already saved thousands of American lives. Dr. Frieden also saying without proof that the United States is likely to see another surge in COVID-19 cases, but it will be far less deadly than the earlier surges because people are getting vaccinated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All the jurors for Derek Chauvin's murder trial are seated. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing George Floyd. The 15th person was selected today. The trial is set to begin on Monday. The Supreme Court may reimpose the death sentence for the Boston Marathon bomber.
The Supreme Court announced Monday that it will consider reinstating the death sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Jakar Sarnoff, setting up a conundrum for President Biden, who said he opposes capital punishment. The court plans to review a decision by a 3-judge panel of the U.S. Courts of Appeal for the First Circuit. The savage 2013 attack killed 3 Americans and wounded hundreds, with many permanently disfigured. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Alabama Republican Congressman Mo Brooks will make a run for the U.S. Senate. He made the announcement at a gun club in Huntsville last night. Brooks has been elected to Congress 6 times, winning by a landslide each time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
San Diego is stepping up to help with the surge of children seeking asylum at the border. A convention center that just finished housing homeless people said the pandemic will become a new temporary shelter for the next 3 months. Kids traveling without their parents are expected to stay there for an average of 30 days. In Texas, many illegal immigrant children are being held in temporary facilities. In Texas, Border Congressman Democrat Henry Cuellar says HHS has to step up and help out regarding immigrants.
If Health and Human Services doesn't take this unaccompanied kids, then Border Patrol is just forced to stay with the kids for a longer period of time. And that's why we are seeing those packed facilities. We're not moving them out fast enough under Health and Human Services. And on top of that, the reason these pictures are important to show how packed they are, somewhere close by that same weekend, there were about 150 people that were released without a notice to appear. To me, that's unprecedented. How do you release somebody to the country without a notice to appear?
And finally, in the NCAA basketball tournament, the Sweet 16 field is set. The teams are off until Saturday, when the first game will be Oregon State versus Loyola Chicago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.